कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय सद्भक्ताय नमो नमः यं प्रावृजन्त मनुषेशमपेशकृत्यम् द्वैपायनो विराकातरुवाजुभाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतय तरगोपनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि भक्त्या महीनाय पराधरक्ष चित्तस्य कामानि चारंगमाद्ये Nityalila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Astotra Sita Sri Shriman Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada and the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Shiksha Gurudev. Om Vishnupad Astotra Sita Sri Shriman Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. To all of our Guru Varga, disciplic succession, and all the assembled devotees. So this will be a twofold class. That is, it will be a class, a third class class, and also a class on how to give class. We travel around the world, and devotees tell us in every city of every country how happy they are to have preachers come and come to their city so that they can make engagements for them. So when I hear this, I become very sad. Why do I become sad? Because I always tell them, don't wait for the big shots. Srila Prabhupada engaged us in preaching and giving class, distributing his message everywhere since we were just coming out of LSD land, meat-eating land, and so on and so forth. He came to the West in 1965. I met him in 1966 in October. In January, he left New York for 4 months until April to start our second temple, the second ISKCON temple in San Francisco. So while he was gone, all of us took turns giving class. Not only did we take turns giving class amongst ourselves in the temple, and not only did we also do this at the Sunday feast, and we had at least 70 to 100 people coming every Sunday, right from 1966. Not only did we do that, but whenever we heard Srila Prabhupada's class, it was hard to keep us sitting down. It was hard to keep us from jumping up and running out and telling everybody what he was in the middle of saying. He gave us such a pioneer spirit that I guess you could call this a reflection, a perverted reflection of Raghunuga Bhakti, wherein one does not consider whether he's qualified or unqualified. Srila Gurudev often gives the example of a toothless, ugly, uneducated, lame man who's seeing a princess riding along in her procession in a car or just walking in a parade. And immediately his eyes not only go to her with great eagerness, but he's desiring to marry her. How could he, a person like he, marry a person like her? But there's no rule and regulation for greed. There's no qualification for greed. He doesn't consider, I'm lame, I'm ugly, I'm toothless. He's just desiring. So similarly, or a little perverted reflectively similarly, we never considered that I just stopped taking LSD a few months ago, that I just stopped eating meat a few weeks ago. All we considered was this great personality who, whenever he looks at us, he's seeing through the body, through the mind, through the intelligence, through all of my millions of births of sinful activities, and he's seeing into my soul, and he's seeing that soul as very beautiful. And wow, that was the most amazing thing he just said. For example, in January of 1967, Srila Prabhupada was speaking on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings to Srila Sanatana Goswami. He began that in November of 1966 and continued until he left to open the second ISKCON temple in January of 67. So just before he left in January, he gave one class of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaking to Sri Sanatana Goswami about how Krishna has a roadshow that goes around the universe. Not only Krishna, but also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That in the first second, this is how we know how many, we can gather approximately a hint of the extent of how many universes there are in this material world. So in the first second of Krishna's coming to the material world, he takes birth in a particular universe. On the second second, number 2 second, he takes birth in the next universe. You heard from Srila Gurudev about Krishna's taking birth in Vrindavan and simultaneously appearing in Mathura. So this happens in the first second in one universe. Then on the second second, he's taking birth in the second universe, which is the second second of the first universe. Then, on the next second, and it's not even a second, it's a kuna, which is smaller than a second. Then in the third second, he takes birth in the third universe, which is the second second of the second universe and the third second of the first universe. So it's the third second of his taking birth from Mother Yasoda and appearing in his Vishnu form from Devaki. And this is going on, fourth second, fifth second, sixth second, fourth universe, fifth universe, sixth universe. And he remains in any given planet of any given universe for 125 years. So if we multiply 125 years by how many seconds there are in that, we can have a general estimation of how many universes Krishna is in with all of his associates, Radharani, Mother Yasoda, Sridham, Subal, and all of our acharyas also, Srila Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, all of them who are traveling in their fully perfected forms as gopis, they're also traveling in that many universes at one time. What to speak of all the activities, unlimited activities, that they're performing all at one time in the spiritual world. Because there's no time, past, present, and future. There's only the eternal present. And Krishna's a little baby at the same time that he's in his Kishore age. All the pastimes that you've been hearing about from Gurudev for the last few days, they're all going on eternally. And each one instead of getting older, is getting newer at every moment, unlimitedly. All the ages are going on simultaneously. So we'd be hearing this as 19, 20, 21-year-old ex-hippies, but just a few days ago ex-hippies. But we didn't consider all that. All we considered was that, wow, I have to tell this to everybody. We forgot all of our who I am, where I am, and what I am, in a neophyte way, of course. So we went everywhere. When I was 20 years old, a year after I joined, we started, a few of us started the Boston Temple. And I immediately, there were only three of us there. So we had nobody outside to depend on. So we immediately started getting radio shows, TV shows, opening up clubs in colleges. Either you can do it yourself, or you have in different colleges, or sometimes you have to find a person, you have to preach to a person and have him want to start the club, a person who's already a student at the college. And we were also giving classes in the college classrooms. We would find out what subjects are most similar to Krishna consciousness that we could apply the philosophy to. For example, comparative religion, or history, philosophy. And then finding that, we would call the professors or the teachers. We would go to the office and find out who we'd have to call. And we would say that we were teachers. So in this way, even as teenagers, even with all of our, we were all brand newborn babies. Even when Prabhupada left, Srila Gurudev said all of his disciples were newborn babies. So what to speak of at the beginning. And still, we did all those activities. Srila Prabhupada was supposed to come to Boston in 1968 or 69. And somehow or other, he couldn't get his visa. So I had to give the lecture at Harvard University when I was only 21 or 22, which I did. I spoke about Karanadakshai Vishnu and Kiradakshai Vishnu, the various expansions of Krishna. And although, as you know, Harvard is the most prestigious university, what did they know? They know absolutely nothing. Who they are, they don't know. Why they're in the world, they don't know. As Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur prayed in one of his songs, all material knowledge is like a javelin in the heart. They don't know why they're born in a particular family. When Srila Prabhupada did finally come, he gave one lecture in Harvard, and he said, you're all beautiful, you're all very educated, and you're all wealthy, but why? Because you've performed pious activities in your past lives. If you don't continue those pious activities, then puna musika bhava, again you'll become a mouse. So here's the pious activities that you should perform. And he explained how Krishna gave him the, Krishna gave them that particular birth and how they can continue progressing. So please don't think that you have to wait for the sannyasis and senior devotees. Who's senior and who's junior, we don't even know. I was just reading one of Srila Gurudev's lectures that it could be that the most senior devotee is a grihastha. Even though Srila Gurudev gives sannyas and those sannyasis are going around the world, who's actually had the most births of devotional service, and who's actually has the most yearning in his heart, who can say? So I'm saying all this just to help you not be afraid or not be hesitant to do all these things yourself. Now you may say, well, what do I know? Mm-hmm. I don't know anything. So what did we know at the beginning of Srila Prabhupada's coming to the West? But by being forced, by being put, or voluntarily putting ourselves in a situation where we have to perform, do or die, then what is that saying? Necessity is the mother of invention. Sometimes they talk about in science classes how a weak person, when there's a fire in his house, he can lift the refrigerator to get it out of his house. Because in times of need, one rises to the occasion. When we were all very new artists, Srila Prabhupada ordered us to paint for his books. And we were very, if you saw our old Krishna book paintings, most of you have seen them, they're very technically extremely crude. And we were reading, because we had to read Prabhupada's manuscripts in order to know what pictures to make for his books. In the beginning, he would tell us, he would write me a letter and say, do these five paintings for the Krishna book. Then when he started the Bhagavad Gita, do these five paintings for the Bhagavad Gita, and you pick the rest. So we had to read his unpublished manuscripts, and we could see how exalted, elevated the philosophy was. And our paintings, we knew, were very crude. So we wrote to him and asked, the two don't meet. What should we do? Maybe we should go to school first, take time out and not paint for your books right now. We should go to art school perhaps. But Srila Prabhupada wanted his books out then and there. Because then and there, there were wars in Vietnam, and then and there, America was in unrest, and all the young people, the students, were picketing against the war. We once asked Prabhupada, should we picket with the students in Boston University who were picketing around their church within the university? And one of the draft dodgers, who was a student, but he was a draft dodger, he was inside the sanctuary, and the students were picketing around the building. So we wanted to get on the good side of the students, so they would like us. So we wrote to Prabhupada and asked, should we also picket? So Prabhupada wrote back that there's no difference between the peacemongers and the warmongers, because the central point is sense gratification. For some, selling arms will help their sense gratification. It will give them economic development. And those who are politicians, it will make them powerful and rich. And for those who are just the poor people, they don't want war, because then they have to go to the battlefield and get killed, and my son has to go and my husband has to go. So Prabhupada said the warmongers and the peacemongers are on the same side. That is, they want God to be their order supplier. But we say that God is the order giver. And what is his order? Manmana bhava mad bhakto. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, offer your obeisances to me, thus you will come to me. I promise you this because you're my very dear friend. So he said, instead of going on the picket line, you should go there with the Back to Godhead magazines and teach them what is real peace. And he would send us out to the capital, Washington, D.C., when there were hundreds of thousands of picketers against the war. And he would send us out with his lecture that he gave called Peace, the Real Platform of Peace, which is 529 of Bhagavad Gita. One who sees me as the supreme lord of all the planets, who sees me as the supreme beneficiaries of all sacrifices, who sees me as the supreme friend of all living entities, he alone can attain peace from the pangs of material existence. So we were so excited doing Harinam, giving out these lectures and other books and preaching and bringing people to Srila Prabhupada. So there's no restriction of what my qualification is. Mm-hmm. There's not even a qualification of enthusiasm. How do you like that? Because once we start, then enthusiasm comes. Sometimes I would be distributing books very unenthusiastically because nobody was interested. So I would start giving out free books and just preaching and see how happy they become, and that would inspire me to distribute books. Then I also found that distributing books was very good for building the muscles of the intelligence. If we don't use muscles, as you know, they become atrophied and weak, and we become sick and we don't know why. Similarly, the intelligence and the brain also becomes atrophied if we don't use it for speaking Harikatha. Mm-hmm. Hearing Harikatha is not enough. Mm-hmm. It must be accompanied by speaking. Guru Shushushaya Bhakta Sarva Lavdvarpanena Cha Asadu Sangena Bhaktaya Sarva Sadvarpanena Cha Shradaya Tatkatayam Cha Kirtanad Guna Karmanam. One has to hear with faith, having given everything, whatever he has attained, given that to the Guru, and under his guidance, hearing the Lord's Harikatha and doing kirtan of the Lord's Harikatha. Srila Gurudev often says that when I speak and give a class, if after the class you go away and talk about something else, everything will evaporate. Mm-hmm. But if you go away and start speaking, well, I don't remember that much. What part do you remember? Well, I remember this part. Oh, and you remember that part. So between all of us, we remember the class. And then I'll repeat it to somebody else, and what did you remember? And then I'll repeat what that person remembered. Only by speaking does the thing that I'm reading or the thing that I'm hearing become concrete. Otherwise, why is the ninefold process of bhakti shravanam kirtanam smaranam? Why isn't it shravanam smaranam? Because smaranam is not possible without kirtanam. Of course, and this is also an encouragement to give out Srila Gurudev's books and Srila Prabhupada's books. Of course, reading is also smaranam. Mm-hmm. Prabhupada said, if you distribute a book to somebody, and then they're reading it, and they think, I don't agree with this, I don't like this, and I'm thinking about what I don't like, and what I'm disagreeing with, that is smaranam. There was a thief who was passing by a Bhagavatam class in Vrindavan, and the teacher was explaining how Krishna's mother would dress him up in very valuable garments and jeweled ornaments and send him out to the forest. So the thief had the Sukriti. He had the bad sinful activities to think badly, but he had simultaneously the good Socrates to believe what the teacher was saying. So combined that, he thought, yes, I'll go out into the forest of Vrindavan and get those ornaments. So he went out very sincerely looking for Krishna. So Krishna appeared to him, and he was trying to convince Krishna to let him hold the jewels, to see the jewels. And Krishna said, no, Mother Yasoda wouldn't like it, and he kept trying to convince him. So in the process of trying to convince him, he, by the association, he surrendered to Krishna and became a pure devotee. So Prabhupada told us, this was in a darshan in Boston in the late in 1970, if there's the slightest spark, you should fan that spark. So that was one lesson out of it. The other lesson is, even if they have bad thoughts when they read, it doesn't matter. Several devotees, my godbrothers and godsisters, have told me that when they first received a book in the most abominable places, like those rainbow galleries, rainbow gatherings, mm-hmm. they would get the nectar of instruction and disagree with it till the end, fighting with Prabhupada, and at the end they would surrender. So then I might say, well, but if I give a class, if I make a university engagement and I give a class there, or it's some bogus spiritual organization like Self-Realization Fellowship or some bogus yogi group, just like Vishnu Prabhu gives classes at, forget where. Huh?
Yeah.
Once a week he gives classes at... Where? At Sai Baba Mandir. And one person who was in Sai Baba Mandir came and took initiation from Srila Gurudev recently. So wherever we're giving class, I may think, well, I can't do that because I don't know anything. So number one, Srila Gurudev said, because I told him, this is around 1994 in Mathura, and you know that I was one of the first devotees to join in ISKCON in 1966 when there were only about 10 or 15 others. So within that context, I'm a so-called senior devotee. So I told Gurudev that in ISKCON, I'm a very senior devotee. I think of myself as a senior devotee. But when I'm in your association, I think of myself as junior to junior. So Gurudev said, yes, that's how it should be. You're looking in two ways. You're looking at all those junior to you, meaning a little junior to you, a lot junior to you, those who've never heard about Krishna before, and you're looking one way, and you think, I know something, because I've heard from my Gurudev, and I've read his books. And then you're looking the other way, towards your Gurudev, and you're thinking, I don't know anything. Just like Gurudev is speaking, a lot of the same things that he says in different cities. Those of you who were in Hawaii a few months ago also heard about how Brahma was on the top of the lotus and he didn't know who he was, and he heard tapa, tapa when he climbed down from the lotus, and then the Lord spoke the four essence verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, and then he spoke about Putana Witch, and he spoke about Dainikasura, and pretty much the same pastime. Some sentences were different, a lot were the same. So, then he's saying now the same thing. So should I think, oh, I've heard this before, I could probably say the same thing myself. No, until I've realized it, I haven't really heard it. So I should hear as a brand new thing. And then, I'll always hear new things, new tattvas behind the stories. Even if he's not saying a tattva, like he's saying, what can we learn from this? I'll always hear new things that we can learn, number one. Number two, even if I'm not hearing the tattva part, as Srila Gurudev explained, just by hearing a leela, you'll understand the tattva. Number three, I will learn how to preach by telling the story, because everybody likes stories, by telling the stories and giving the meanings. So those are three good reasons to hear very well. There's a fourth reason, is that I have to hear that I'm taking it into my heart, that I don't know anything, I am nothing, and I have to take his knowledge into my heart, not just into my ear, not just into my intelligence, but into my heart, and pray that it will all come into my heart and become me. Just like he's explained in Badger, don't look at posters. What to speak of look at TV or movies. Don't even look at those big billboard signs. Why? because they go in as impressions in the heart, and they remain with you for lakhs of births.
Sanskars.
A couple of years later in Mathura, I asked him why. How to avoid it. I said, suppose here we are in Mathura Vrindavan, and we're riding along in a rickshaw, and we see all the billboards and movie signs, how to avoid it? Because you can't just close your eyes. Mm-hmm. So Gurudev said, no problem. You're seeing it, but Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Of course, that's easy for a pure devotee, but he's giving the beginning. So the point is that he said, take it in and pray that this comes in my heart and becomes part of me. So this is a class in how to give a class. So when we're hearing, we can think, I want to also repeat this. He wants me to be his representative. So I have to hear it very good. And then after the class, then I repeat it to as many devotees, or if I go out in the street and I'm passing a non-devotee, I can tell them as well. Or if I'm going home to my family who hasn't been here, then I tell it to them as well. Similarly, when I'm reading, unless I repeat what I read, I won't remember it. Even if I'm thinking, I'm definitely going to remember this. This is incredible. I'm not going to remember it unless I repeat it. So, suppose I'm in the middle of reading and somebody's passing by, any devotee is passing by. Excuse me, Prabhu or Didi. If I'm a Prabhu, then Prabhu. If I'm a lady, then excuse me, Didi. Can I tell you something? I have to tell you something really important. And then they say, what? And then I tell them what I just read. And you'll be amazed that a big smile comes on their face. That wasn't even your intention. Your intention wasn't to preach. It was just to, you're indirectly asking them to help you to remember something. But simultaneously, they're getting a big smile on their face and they're remembering it. And as you're saying it, you're knowing what you missed. And then, okay, then they go off and do whatever they're doing. And then you go back and see what you missed. And then you tell the next person, and you're going to say it better. When Srila Gurudev was in Australia, he gave a class on Guru Tattva. Now we have that book, Gurudeva Tattva. So he was speaking very frequently about one verse, which is a very essential verse to know about the importance of Guru Tattva, which explains that the Guru is the most intimate person to us. He's even more intimate to us than we are to our own selves. He's more close to us than our own Atma. Vayam dvitiya vinibeshitasya isyadapetasya viparjayo smriti tanmaya tam buddhirabhaje tam bhaktyaika jesam gurudeva tatvam. I'm sorry, I missed it. Gurudeva tatma. Now that was pretty good. I did pretty good, didn't I? Why did I do pretty good? Because I've said it at least 30 times. But I allowed myself to make mistakes in front of people the first time I was saying it. And I allowed, then I did better the second time, but I still messed it up. And I had to have Vasanti in the audience cue me as I was saying it. And then the third time I did it even better, and the fourth time I got it. And then I made sure I said it very often so that I wouldn't forget it. When I was young, I used to sometimes say verses so many times that even though I didn't say them for 20 years, I said them so many times. Like, if you can remember Samaya for a minute. Remember when you were in school, in Karmi school, and you had to learn nursery rhymes? Can you remember those nursery rhymes? Unfortunately, we can. For me, it's been 50 years, and I can remember the nursery rhymes. And I have not said them for at least for 40 years that I've been with Prabhupada and Gurudev. So, but still, I can remember them on call. Why? Because I said them so many times. Now, if you could remember, I know none of you watch TV now, but if you could remember before you joined, when you used to watch TV, and you used to watch commercials, and you used to watch the jingles of Double Your Pleasure, Double Your Fun. Now, I said that, but I haven't said that in 40 years. But still I remember it, because I heard it so many times, every 15 minutes, the commercial. So, whatever I repeat, that's what's coming to me. If I talk Maya, that Maya is going to live in me. If I complain about something or somebody, I'm going to have to live with that person. Now, which reminds me, I have here, I never give out tapes or CDs of my classes, because I'd much rather, there's no comparison, giving out CDs and tapes of Srila Gurudev's classes. And that's what we advertise, you know, on Hari Katha. But there's a couple of classes that I like to give out. One is how to give a class, which I have here, like the class I'm giving now. But I have them on CD. And by tonight or tomorrow, I'll have a lot of them. And another class is how to avoid, how to be free from anger and resentment. Because that fits, and everybody says, I'll take that one. because, as I just mentioned, if we're critical of somebody, that person lives with us as our constant companion. If I think badly, if I'm afraid of somebody, if I'm angry at somebody, they become my constant companion. So, remembering everything that I've heard from Srila Prabhupada and Srila Gurudev on the subject, I combine that together and put it as a class. So we have that here for any of you, it's free, for any of you to take at the end. Okay, I think this one, yeah, so all of these if you want, it's first come, first serve now, but then we'll have them more later. So, if we speak Hari Katha, number one, we remember it. Like if I learn verses, there are certain verses that I can even learn while saying japa, while chanting japa. And those are the verses that correspond with the meaning of japa. For example, what am I praying when I'm chanting japa? Mm-hmm. I'm praying, there are different levels of prayers. One level is, now I'm in Maya, O Radha, O Krishna, please pick me up from Maya. Now I'm suffering, serving matter. Please pick me up into the spiritual energy and engage me in your service. So there are many prayers which mean the same thing. For example, in our Mangalacharna prayers, Sangsara Dukha Jalado Patitasya Kama Krodadi Nakramakarai Kavali Kritasya Durvasana Nigatitasya Nirasrayasya Chaitanya Chandra Mamadehi Padavalambam. O Chaitanya Chandra, right now I'm under the ocean of material existence. Okay, why don't you just swim to the top? The reason is because there's also a net around me, a tight net. Okay, well, why don't you just cut the net open? Well, there's a problem that my hands are chained behind my back by the chains of wicked desires. And therefore, the alligators and crocodiles of lust, anger, greed, pride, illusion, and envy are very easily devouring me, just like a meal. And I don't die, I just keep on suffering. So please give me the dust of your lotus feet. I have no other shelter. If you don't give me shelter, I have no other shelter but you. Not my mother, not my father, not my children, not my husband or wife, or beloved, or friends. I have no other shelter. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in that song, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, I'm your only friend in this whole world. And I've come to give you the medicine that by taking, you'll be free from Maya. So we can learn these prayers. We can learn them. Because memorizing means to remember. And I'm supposed to remember these things while I'm chanting. There are so many verses, Gurudev says, we should remember while I'm chanting. Bhajami Radham Madhavinda Netram. Hey, what is that?
Madhami.
Well, I mean, what's, there's another verse. Hey Krishna Karana Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Ha Devi Kakubar Gargariya Javacha. So many verses. So I can actually learn these verses while chanting. Or I can look at a verse and then look up and remember it while I'm chanting. So then I can take these verses into my preaching that I've learned and that I've practiced. We find, sometimes me and Vasanti, as a in unison, we'll see some devotee and we'll say, we have to tell you something very important. And they'll go, what? And then we'll say, Bhajami Radham, or some verse that we just learned.
Aww.
Like this verse, Guru Shushu Shaya Bhakta. Gurudev called on me several times over the years to recite what Prahlad told to his students, and I always messed it up. And then a few days ago, I was determined to learn that verse, Guru Shushushaya Bhakta. And so then we would say to anybody else in the room, or we went to their room, we have to tell you something. What? And then as soon as we tell them, a big smile, because mostly everybody's forgetting Krishna also. Sometimes, in order to learn my verse, I would practice my verse when I was doing book distribution. And then when I would get to the person, like if I had to cross the street or just walk to the end of the block, I would practice my verse. And then as I was distributing my next book, I would tell them my verse in the course of telling them what the book was about. And in that way, my intelligence muscles got there working. Also, sometimes when we were at the Henry Street Temple in New York City, because I'm an American now, my American remembrances are coming. When we were in the Henry Street Temple in New York, we had to go from the temple to ISKCON Press, where we would be working on Prabhupada's books to produce the books. And I would just read the first canto Srimad Bhagavatam, the first chapter, which actually now Srila Gurudev is quoting in practically every tour. He quotes those Bhagavatam verses when the sages of Naim Sharanya are asking Suta Goswami, what is the, please tell us what is the essence of all scriptures so that our souls can be happy. So I would read that and look up, and even when I was crossing the street, because they were small streets, you can't do that on a big highway street. So just by starting to do it, even if we don't have the enthusiasm to do it, the enthusiasm will come by its very nature. Because the nature of this subject matter is that it's very soothing and it frees us from all unwanted thoughts. Then when I'm in the process of memorizing, automatically, whatever was my problem is gone. A problem is only there if I think about it. Isn't it true? If I don't think about it, does it exist for me? So, Because a pure devotee never thinks of problems, therefore he never has them. Gurudev said, if you think of problems, then you're creating a bridge of consciousness to the problems. So you've made your bridge, and now all the problems are going to come back by that same bridge. But if you think of Krishna, then he'll take all those problems and put them on your head, on his own head, and carry them. So the purpose of this class is how to give a class, and then that entails learning, but it's all for our own Krishna consciousness. Mm-hmm. This kirtanam is for our own Krishna consciousness. Simultaneously, it makes Srila Gurudev very grateful, mm-hmm. because he said that I came to this world only to collect flowers, to make them blossom so they become very fragrant in full bloom and qualified to offer them to the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. So if my disciples are assisting me in doing that, then I become very grateful. Our aim and objective of all of our Krishna conscious activities is to make Gurudev so grateful that he doesn't think of us as his disciples. Gurudev explained that the goal of the disciple is to become so intimate with the guru, fulfilling his external manobhistya, his external innermost heart's desire for the world, that is to bring those seeds or sprouts or wilted flowers or buds, so that he can make those flowers blossom. So fulfilling his innermost desire for the world and fulfilling his manobhistim or innermost desire, that is making our hearts the same as his heart by absorbing ourselves in bhajan. So the only aim and objective of the disciple is to become so intimate with Guru in those two ways that he no longer thinks he is my disciple, but he thinks he is my heart. Srila Gurudev explained that in his Vilap Kusmanjali lectures. I'm sorry? The lectures that he said that in is his Vilap Kusmanjali lectures. Even if the person that you're giving the book to doesn't read the book, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Because the purpose is to get the books to the world. Mm. Fortunately for you, for us all, we have a very wonderful team of wholesale book distributors, like Radha right here and her whole family, and Vrindavan Prabhu and Ramakanta Prabhu and others, who are not interested in making any money. They're not even interested in making money for Gurudev. Their only interest is serving the devotees who want to share with everybody these books. And therefore, they're giving out books at cost. And sometimes, if we get enough books, they give out the books at print cost. That's how merciful they are. And most of us are working, and most of us have money. So if we purchase those books so cheaply, we can practically give them out. We can either sell them if we have the, if we're not afraid to do that. And if we're afraid, then we can just give them out freely. And this does give more to Srila Gurudev, because those people will become devotees and then they'll give everything to Gurudev. So even if I asked one devotee named Kamala, who now has her own ladies' preaching center in London called the Ganga Mata Goswamini Gaudiya Mutt. And she has about 10 or 15 ladies under her guidance. And they have morning, evening program. They go out and preach. They bring people to Gurudev to get initiated. They distribute a lot of books. They get themselves to India and to other places of Gurudev's festivals. And I didn't know what the answer would be, but I just made an experiment and asked her, how much did you give for your first book when you met somebody on the street? And she said, nothing. I wasn't even interested, and he just made me take the book, so I took it for free. And then see what happens after that.
Wow.
So all these very beautiful books are all there for our reading. Srila Gurudev is spending half of his life, just like Prabhupada, spent half of his life in, this is very beautiful too, spent half of his life in writing because they want us to read it. Not just distribute it, but read it. And not just read it, but distribute it. Prabhupada was once making fun of us, and he said, somebody, if you're giving out a book, and somebody says, well, what does it say? And then you say, well, just a minute, and then you open up and look at it and see what it says. Sometimes, in order to make my muscles practice, when I was distributing a book, I would say my opening thing that I say to everybody, and then, to make it different for everybody, I'd say, for example, and then I would just close my eyes and open the book to anything. I didn't know where I was opening it. And then I would read, if it had a verse on it, I would read the verse. And if it didn't have a verse, then I would just read any line. And then I would explain it. So I would put myself in a position, I'd force myself into a position where I had to give a 1 minute class. And it was very educational for me, and then it made it easier the next time, then easier the next time. Or I would ask them, oh, what do you do? And whatever they did, I would say, this is exactly what the book is about. For example, suppose the person said, I'm a truck driver. Well, that's great. That's exactly what the book is about. Because Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that from whatever and wherever the mind may wander, due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one must certainly withdraw it and bring it under the control of the self. The mind is the best friend. You find that, don't you?
Yeah.
Yes, he'll say. The mind is the best friend of the conditioned soul and its greatest enemy as well. I'm always looking. Who is my friend? Is Divya my friend? Is Anuradha my enemy? Or is Krishna Balabha my enemy? Or is Tungavidya my friend? Who said the best thing about me? And who ignored me? And who tried to correct me?
Oh my God.
So I'm looking always, who is my friend and who is my enemy? But actually, both of them are within me, and that is my mind. So here I've just had an opportunity to practice my verse and to make me realize that I should learn verses. And whenever we say a verse, it sounds more authoritative. That's why Gurudev always has his preachers and class givers up there saying verses, because it sounds very authoritative. Similarly, if we say a verse, it'll sound authoritative. So these are all reasons and helpful tips. Yes?
Can you, is there a better way to remember verses, especially if you're working with children? Like, how can we, what's most effective? Repeating the line over and over till you get it moving on?
Okay, the question is, what are some easy ways to learn verses? I'm sure there are many. I'll tell you mine, personal experiences. I used to iron saris. So I would put my Bhagavad Gita. And one very important thing is, if you know that you have to perform, then you'll automatically practice. Just like the devotees there. They gave a very, very beautiful drama, which I'm sure every one of us, at least I know me, took to heart. And now all throughout my day I'm seeing, oh yeah, that was me then, and oh yeah, that's right, that's me. Now that was me 5 minutes ago. I just said that. Oh wow, Brijendranandan said that. That was just exactly what I just said 5 minutes ago. Well, that's exactly what I thought 5 minutes ago. So they gave this very impressive drama. How could they have given the drama? Before that, before the bhajans, they were all sitting in the corner there and practicing. And probably during the bhajans, and maybe even during the class, okay, he was remembering. And Amy Maharaj was remembering. And then I have to say, oh, Arni, where are you? And because of reviewing, at the time, they had it. So if I put myself in positions where I have to perform, then out of nervousness or whatever the case may be, I'll make myself ready to perform. So knowing that, that's one easy way to learn a verse. Just to know that, I'm going to have to say it. To know that something has to come out. So whatever goes in is going to have to come out. So it's going to have to stay there. A lot of times when I read, I'm completely spaced out and thinking of a million things. But when I know I have to give a class, even if 10 people are having 10 conversations in the room, I'm not aware of it. I'm like that arrow maker. You know the arrow maker? The arrow maker is one of the 24 gurus. He was just tinkering and making his arrow, sharpening the blade, sharpening the point. And his friend said, wow, did you see that wedding procession go by? What wedding procession? So I'm like that arrow maker when I have to give a class, and no matter who or what's happening, it could be the greatest danger, and I don't care at all. Because my greatest danger is that I have to sit up there and say something. So that's one thing, to put ourselves on the spot, and then I feel the pressure. Another thing is, if I know I have to be a preacher, just like many of you are mothers and fathers, and you know that you can't do the wrong thing in front of the child, because the child's way of learning is imitation. So I have to be exemplary, at least in front of my child. So if I set myself up as a preacher, then I have to be an example. I have to do, even if I don't want to do something, I have to do it. And even if I want to do something, I'm not going to do it because I have to be the example. And then I'm forcing myself, just like Krishna forced Nala Kuvera and Manigriva. They weren't interested in becoming, doing the austerity of being impoverished. They just wanted to be rich and enjoy naked with the ladies. So Narada wanted to help them, so he forced them. So we can force ourselves into a position where we'll have to be exemplary and have to learn.
I hear a lot that, oh, if you force yourself though, then you're jumping to a place that you're not ready for and you'll quickly fall. So how do you reconcile that?
The question is, I've heard, if I'm forcing myself to a place that I'm not ready for, then I'm jumping and I'll quickly fall. That is definitely true if I'm a lady and I'm speaking in midnight to a lad. Gurudev said the only way you'll understand these things is if you forget you're a lady or a lad. So if I'm a lady and I'm speaking to a lad at midnight on the confidential pastimes of Radha and Krishna alone, then I'm jumping and I'm going to fall down. I'm jumping to a place where I'm not. Jumping why? Because I'm thinking I'm giving something that hardly anybody gives. The intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And I'm so advanced that nothing will happen to me if I do it. I'm protected by these pastimes itself. And so therefore I'm jumping and therefore I'll fall. But if my mind doesn't want to learn a verse, if my mind doesn't want me to give a class, if my mind doesn't want to preach to somebody who's standing next to me in the bus,
I surrender.
And I do it anyway, that's called Vaidhi Bhakti. It's not called jumping. Just to continue with your question. I'm sorry?
I know you have CD, but could you tell a couple of most important points how to control resentment?
I'll just answer her question first.
Sure.
Okay. All right, I'll answer both questions at the same time. Because I have so much practice, right? I'm going to answer both questions at the same time.
Okay? What's her question?
Her question is, how do I easily learn a verse? And your question is, tell one thing about how to avoid anger and resentment. Okay? So when Gurudev came to Muwilambar, in his arrival address, he said, there are three verses that you have to learn. Keep it in your heart always. Number one, Tateinu Kampam Shushumik Shimanam, that verse. That I take all sufferings, whatever suffering comes to me, I take it as the mercy of Krishna. I don't blame anybody else. Gurudev's point to himself. And he said, it's your fault if any suffering comes to you.
Wow.
It's not his fault or his fault. And it's Krishna's mercy to teach me not to do it to anyone, what I think what's happening to me. And it's due to my own past actions. I did it to somebody, and so somebody did it to me. I insulted somebody, so they insulted me back. So, and so then I should offer my obeisances with my body, mind, and words to Krishna, thanking him.
Mm-hmm.
And in this way I'll become a rightful heir to the kingdom of God. Second verse, Duke Svanu Vignamana Suke Su Vigitaspriya. And Gurudev quoted that here also.
Yeah.
One who's doesn't take pleasure in the sources of pleasure, and he's not disturbed in spite of the threefold miseries, who's free from attachment, fear, and anger, he's a stage of steady mind. And third verse, Trinadapi Sunichina. You all know the meanings. So, Gurudev said, okay, I'm going to say it by answering the second question, the first question, which is how to easily learn a verse. Okay, I want to learn that second verse that Gurudev said to learn. Okay? It's in Bhagavad Gita. 256. I have folio, so I heard a couple of words that Gurudev said in the class, so I press on my folio, it comes out with a whole verse, word for word meanings, and translation.
Which we have at the book table.
Which used to be $600, and is now $5. And I myself use the folio at least 5 or 6 times a day. So, yes. So, easy way to learn verses is take every opportunity. So, I used to iron, okay? So, I put the Bhagavad Gita, and I want to learn that verse. So, I go to 256, and I put it down, open, at that end of the ironing board.
Mm-hmm.
So, first I want to learn the English, because then the verse, the words won't be just syllables.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I also want to learn the word-for-word meanings for two reasons. One, so that I can remember it, so that I don't remember Maya. And number two, so that I can preach it to others, either my family or somebody that I don't know or to devotees in a class. So I put the book down and I start. One who is not disturbed in spite of the threefold miseries. And then I take my iron, one who's not disturbed in spite of the threefold miseries. One who's not disturbed in spite of the threefold miseries. One who's not disturbed in spite of the threefold miseries. Okay, that's my first line. And who's not elated when there is happiness. And who's not elated when there is happiness. And who's not elated when there is happiness.
And who's not elated when there is happiness.
Okay, then I do my... I moved the... Sorry. Now I do my two lines. I have two lines. One who is not disturbed in spite of threefold miseries, or who's, and one who is not elated when there's happiness.
Yeah.
One who is not disturbed in spite of threefold miseries, or who is laid when there is happiness. Then, and one who is free from attachment, fear, and anger. One who is free from attachment, fear, and anger. One who is free from attachment. Okay, now I have three lines. One who is not disturbed in spite of threefold miseries, who is not elated when there is happiness, and is free from attachment, fear, and anger. He is understood to be a sage of steady mind. So that's one way, while ironing. Another way is while cleaning. So I'm cleaning the table, I'm cleaning my wall, I'm making the bed, and I have the book on a table. Then I keep running back to the book. Or if I want to learn a song, I can do it the same way. And then I can do that. I remember, as I mentioned earlier, we were going to from New York to Washington because we wanted to distribute Prabhupada's peace formula and do Nagar Sankirtan at the Washington peace rally. So on the way, I was learning the Bhagavad Gita 9th chapter. And I just sat in the bus, it was about a 10-hour ride, and I was just sitting there, looking up, looking down, telling the person next to me. And if you keep telling people, like if you tell people 5 times in the day that verse, and then the next day you tell person the next day's verse plus that previous verse, or if you can't do one every day, then say the whole verse for a week. That's 52 verses in a year. That's a lot. And then when you give a class, then the next class you give, say most of the same things, but add a couple of new things. And then say most of those things and add a couple of new things. By 4 or 5 classes, it'll be all new. And then you repeat that except for new things. And then you'll say a few things from the first class you gave. So in this way, we increase our repertoire and we increase our ability to say verses. Even if you mess up the verse, it doesn't matter. Just pretend you've got it. You know, just if you just remember the first line, you can't remember the second line, then just pretend you were only going to say the first line. And then after the class, anybody who gives classes knows that after class, we always think about what we messed up. At least I do. And then I start remembering the second, third, and fourth lines, and then I'll tell it to somebody just so I'll remember it for the next time I give a class. So those are some easy ways.
Well, I know how to iron now.
For me,
louder?
The way it works for me, if I want to remember some ashtakams or songs, I sing them every day, loudly. Yeah. And just by singing every day, within 2-3 weeks, I just memorize the whole thing.
By singing it during the bhajan's time, you mean?
Yeah.
Having the set
prayers,
time for bhajans, singing loudly.
Loudly.
Which is also a good reason to do the morning program that Gurudev wants us to do, especially in this Purushottama month. He said we have to do all the things and with attention.
Just by singing every day.
So if anybody didn't hear Bimala Didi, she said, just by singing regularly every day,
loudly,
then in 2 or 3 weeks, it becomes a part of us. Jai Maharaj. Maharaj, can you tell everybody for 1 minute how you learn verses? I don't know if this is true, but I've heard that while Maharaj was cooking in the kitchen, he would learn verses. Is that true?
Yes, yes.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
I heard 30 in a day. Well, of course we can't imitate that. I heard that Srila, when he was just a brand new devotee, Srila Gurudev told him that he has to learn everything of all the Vedas, all the verses of all the Vedas. And in the beginning he didn't. But then he met some lady on a train.
Yeah.
Who was able to recite verses, and that inspired him. Well, if she can do it, and I'm not even following my Gurudev's order, he started. Would you like to share the different ways how you learned and are able to speak like this?
Thank you. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just before you start, I was supposed to give the class on Vivanang Sajeev, and I had everything prepared, but this took so long that let this be a class on how the Vivanang Sajeev can preach.
So, Guruvi Guru Chandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishna Hare Krishna Bhattaya Tadavastaya Namo Namaha. I offer my Pushpanjali Lotus Feet of Srila Guru Padma, also all sannyasis, and Puya Sri Shyamrani Mataji, and all mothers and Vaishnavas and Vaishnavi. So, Mataji asked me, so when I came, that time I was also only 12 years old. Then I studied in class in a school. But in seventh class, that time I gave examinations, after then I came. First time I met with Gurudev, Srila Narayan Goswami Maharaj, and always I lived, I am living with him. Mm-hmm. So anytime. Mm-hmm. But before, so Srila Narayan Goswami Maharaj took me and called to Srila Vaman Goswami Maharaj, you can give mantra. That time also he gave mantra. And also Srila Narayan Goswami Maharaj, anytime, in sannyas time, and before Sonar Singh mantra, any other mantra, and all initiation mantra, both persons gave. Mm. So always we are thinking, sir, two persons, they are my guru. And always Srila Bhavani Goswami Maharaj called me, oh, you can stay with me. But Srila Narayan Goswami Maharaj told me, hey, don't go anywhere. You can stay with me. After, okay, no problem. So first beginning, 2 years. So I lived in Navadvip Dham. When I came, after 10-15 days, then I had seen, so there are big library and maybe 10,000 books there. And so many, lot of books. Then I thought, so this is like ocean. How can I understand this knowledge? So very deep. So every day I search all almari, all books. First time, then I have seen there are, so Brihad Bhagavatamrutam in Bengali. But I don't know what happening, what is this. But when I something read, so then, very nice book. That time, first time, so I read two books. Brihad Bhagavatamrutam, first chapter, first and second part, two parts, two books I read. So, but I don't know there have third part. So, one day, so at that time when I came, after 10 days, so I was Bhandari, storekeeper, manager. In Navadvip Devananda Gaudiya Math. There are so 225 brahmacharis there. But I am manager, so I am managing all things. So all cooking department and market department, so marketing, everything I am doing. And also that time, so Gurudev giving money. So they are afraid to Gurudev. How can take money from Gurudev? Srila Narayan Goswami Maharaj. And very strict, cannot give money. And asking so many questions. So they cannot give answers. So at that time, so I was Bhandari, but that time I read. So one day I told to Gurudev, so I have seen here they have third part in Brihad Bhagavatamrutam. So I read, I complete two part, two books. But I want third part. Please give me. Then Gurudev told, read, what are you doing? So I read already. So everything complete. Anywhere you can ask me, so I am telling everything, all books. So Gurudev was very happy. Then he told, okay, after marketing and managed, so you should come 10 o'clock, then I am giving books. You should come. At that time, so when I came, 10:30, 11 o'clock, that time Gurudev gave me short sandarbha. So this books, short sandarbha, six sandarbha, you can read any kind of books, you can choose and read. And when you are reading, so after read, you can speak me what you understand. So this is the rules. So how much I am reading, so so I can speak to Gurudev.
Yeah.
So Gurudev told me that time first I wrote one story, so very nice story. They wrote, one rat in Vishnu temple. Every day they are showing ghee lamp. So ghee lamp, so fire. At that time, so rat come in and chewing ghee. Every day chewing ghee, eating. But one day, that ghee lamp cotton, so puts in his teeth. That time, so cannot take out. So fire burn. That time, so dance, dance, and die. So fire. In fire, so dying there. But next life, that rat become one princess. And she has mood, nature, because before so she showed ghee lamp. So in this time, so always showing ghee lamp to Vishnu. Every day going to temple and showing ghee lamp. So whole life she served. In this way she has bhakti. So after that, when left body, then she went to Vaikuntha Dham. And she became associate of Vishnu. So Jiva Goswami told these things. She does not know Ajnata Sukriti. This is called Ajnata Sukriti. Unknowing Sukriti. She had Sukriti. In this way she came and she has bhakti. At that time she took liberation, she went to Vaikuntha Dham. If anyone can going and doing Sukriti, has Sukriti, then at once they are getting bhakti and they can go to Vaikuntha Dham, our planets, so everything will be free. So she does not know, so we know this Sukriti, why cannot do? So bhakti sandhava told. So every day I study and reading and speaking to Gurudev. After then I had seen, so that time, so beginning time, so I am reading verse and everyday practice, when coming near Gurudev and when I speak, at that time so half verse forgot, missing. Oh, very big problem. So everyone laughing, joking. So what happening? So why cannot this water? So when I came, at that time I forgot verse, I was not speaking so much. But when I came in Mathura, 76, that time I was Gurudev's servant like Madhav Maharaj, so I served to Gurudev. So maybe 15 years I served. After then Madhav Maharaj serving now. So that time I served to Gurudev. Also all brahmachari, so I cooked prasadam there. At that time I practiced. So I did practice there, so verses, how can I learn? So I can write there and putting there. So that time I reading verse and cooking. And sometimes, so morning time in Mathura, no water. Upstairs, no water. So outside, roadside in hospital side, there have tap water, municipality water coming. So in the night time, morning, before morning, so we are going there. I am taking two buckets water and two bars. So every day I know, so 60, 70 bucket water, so I bought. And already 60 and 70 bars, so already practiced. In the 7 o'clock morning, so I spoke to Gurudev. I thought they were very happy. In this way, I learned, maybe, at that time I learned maybe 10,000 verses.
Oh my God!
But so no use now. Anytime we sing, only few verses, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 verses we can use. But cannot use so all verses. So how can you so missing now? But I know, so all the time we are speaking. So when we are speaking in Srimad Bhagavatam, no need, so everything coming. So what I say? So this way I learn. And at that time, Gurudev so sent me in a school, in Sanskrit college. So then I study there. After prasadam, after last prasadam, sir, I gave prasadam to the, after then I entered in school. Then I studied here. In the evening time when we came, that time we gave some fruits or paneer to Gurudev. Then he took fruits. After then sit outside. That time so I am, myself, Srimad Guru, and others, brahmachari, three, four brahmacharis, so we are sitting here. Because there in Mathura, everyone old men. So maybe 15 brahmachari sadhus, they are old men. They are not coming. But we are sitting near Gurudev. That time so Gurudev teach us. So all books, that we read one paragraph. At that time, Gurudev told, okay, everyone tell me what you understand. That time so everyone, we are saying, so this paragraph, so this means the saying here. So, but we cannot speak so much, then Gurudev teach again. And Gurudev saying, so this is this thing, then you can understand. So very easily we understood. In this way, Gurudev teach all books, everything.
Giving purport in his
book. So we are hearing all the time, hearing, but necessary to practice. There are necessary, how can practice? So one brahmachari, you know, we have one brahmachari, very little boy. His name is Sukhdev in India. In Mathura, Vrindavan, at that time, Kartik Dharan always coming. Nowadays, leave him in Navadvip. So he is very yogi, all the time coming, and he is telling me, Maharaj or Prabhu, I spoke these things, but I don't know anything more. Please, you can tell me some things, then I can speak here. I can speak so any harikatha, so you can give me some things. At that time, so I am telling, hey, you can learn this story, so like this. So he is going outside, then speaking, then everyone. After then coming, so I spoke, you can tell me. So sometimes come here, so he is telling, so very joke, and I am laughing, so he is very nice person. So everywhere telling, but this is very good things. When we are speaking, that time always practice. If I have mistake, no problem. But speaking, one turn, two turn, speaking. I cannot read any English word. So only Sri Vrindavan Vilasini Mataji, she teach me something in primary class. But after that, I cannot read all English rules, nothing. But this time, so we are speaking, I don't know. But more speaking, so practice correct. Yeah. Others without cannot see.
Yeah.
So this way, so necessary. So I hear this katha, but I cannot speak to any others. So I have no practice, so many mistakes. When I am speaking more, one thing I am speaking more, so any kinds, then practice comes and new things come in. Understand? Yes, in this way then will be practice. Srila Sudha Goswami, Saunakadi Rishi, told to Sudha Goswami, O Sudha Goswami, so before you read so many books from so many great sadhus, but after then you spoke so many katha, so you have practice. And so in this time I am asking you, you can please tell it, you can speak me all essence of all shastras, essence of all shastras. What is the their essence and very good, best religion? So you can see me. That time he spoke. So there, akhatani api adhitani. You read before, after then you speak. So you speak more, you spoke, so then you have practice. So you know, you are perfect. If reading books, all that I am hearing, but cannot speak others, then no practice. Understand? When I am speaking to others and hearing, at that time will be practice. Necessary, these things. So in this way, so I request everyone, so I hear, so how can preach, how can go any others, then contact with them, you can speak them, then they are coming. Like, we know, here so many advertised and so many papers gave outside and so many things. But how many people, new people come here? Very less. They are not coming. If you are showing in thousands, thousands or lakhs, million dollars is spent in paper out, newspaper, television, radio center, everywhere you can preach, they cannot come. How possible? They will come? When you are going house to house, door to door, or people to people, and that time you gave advice then, you showed paper, give your invite letter, and make receipt. Collecting money, any donation, any kind of donation you can take. Otherwise, so he cannot come. He does not come. Not possible. He has no sukriti. When he is giving, so I, now so little before, so I spoke to one didi. Didi, you can understand. When you have child, you was born one child. So you have affections to him. Because he is my child, my baby. So that time mothers had affections. But other child coming, that time no affections. Oh, happily more, but no affections. So same way, when everyone they are making money, working hard, so everything doing, if they are giving some money, little money, any kind of foods or anything else, when they are giving, then will be affections. Oh, I am giving, I am helping, I am serving, so I should go there. If not coming, no time, very busy, only 1 year, if coming, one time. And 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, his life, no time, very busy. One day, coming, oh, I am giving to Sadhguru. They are serving, so I become happy. Then will be Sukruti, then they are coming, otherwise not coming. Understand? In this way, speaking then will be practice. And heart, mind, and knowledge, and बाणी बाणी को क्या कहेंगे स्पीच एवरीथिंग विल बी क्लियर प्यूरिफाई सो नेसेसरी टू स्पीक अदरवाइज बाणी शुद्धि कैसे होगी आवर स्पीच हाउ कैन प्योर हाउ कैन बी प्यूरिफाई सो नेसेसरी टू स्पीक अदर्स एंड टेकिंग डोनेशन फ्रॉम देम इफ गिविंग लिटिल वेरी लिटिल बट विल बी सुकृति then they will come. So Gurudev always teaching us one point. One day in Chuchuda Chinsura near Calcutta, where have Umadidi's house, there have one temple, old temple, our Gaudi Vedanta Samdhi temple. So when Paramguru Maharaj lived there, at that time one sannyasi went to begging house to house. So one house he went there. So lawyer house, in the morning time, 7-8 o'clock, that time, so their Mataji, she is cleaning her rooms first, cleaning there. So, one cloth taking and cleaning, washing there. So, at that time, Sadhu told, oh Mata, please give me visa, give donation. When called Mata, visa given. That time, she was very angry. At that time, she took that dirty cloth and throw him. This is bhiksha, this is donation, you should take. You should take. That time she was angry. And she threw the him. At that time, so also falling, that dirty cloth falling on his cloth. So at that time he took this cloth. Then he came out, washed there. After then he washed. Then he came in temple. In the last time when he came return, that time he washed by the soap, sabun. clean. After then make dry, in the evening time, he should one ghee lamp to near Kariyagya, Thamaji door, temple door. Then he make one ghee lamp. After then, 2-3 days passed. When he went on the way, at that time, so Mataji came out and she is falling on the ground or on the feet. Oh, I have offense, please forgive me. So I made very big mistake. That time she is weeping. Then she gave respect so many things, food, prasadam, anything. After then, both persons, husband and wife, they came and they took mantra initiation and changed their life. In this way. Because sadhu what did? Sadhu showed one ghee lamp, that cloth.
He made a ghee lamp of that cloth.
Yeah. From
that
the
threw.
From the cloth.
Because he offered to Thakurji, Bhagavan.
Yeah.
That time he had Sukruti. They had Sukruti. So change their mind.
Wow.
Without Sukruti, anyone cannot come and not believe. No accept. So Sadhuji, Mukta Guruji, Lord, Supreme Lord Sri Krishna will come. So Asura, demonic persons, they are thinking, oh, he is my against. I can kill to Sri Krishna. Demonic mood come. Because they have no Sukruti. So necessary, Sadhuji are going, everyone going. So when we are taking initiations, at that time, so they are promised, oh, I promise, Brahmacharyam agamo, I become Brahmachari. Samidham adhi ombaram, I promise. So every day we are making some donations or we are making some things, we are offering to Gurudev, to Sri Krishna. In this way we are serving, so begging. But this is not only one day, every day we can beg. So Brahmachari, when we took sannyas, we took initiations. At that time, so in Devananda Gaudiya Math, old person, Brahmachari, old sadhus, they told, so how can preach and how can do? So you can work, you can do work, any kind, any can do, you can give your energy. So for two persons, yourself and for your Gurudev. Like in family life, so how can make money and how can do work? So then we are two persons. Means wife, husband living together. Then necessary to work, hard work, so we can manage our family life. So same way, when we are living in sadhana life, then we can manage for two persons. Not so more. Only two persons then will be sufficient. For myself and for Gurudev. So give energy. Everywhere, cooking, worshipping, serving, any kind of seva and preaching, outside going, begging, so anything doing, but they are necessary. So how can give, how much give energy? If anyone, so in Bengal and everywhere, so many persons they are asking, so if I am going in temple, how can do, and what is their seva, and how much seva, and what is give him, and what is doing there? What can I do? So that time they are asking. So our Brahmacharya is explaining them, oh, you are working in family life 16 hours. Maybe 16 hours working for family life. If you are going in temple, if you are giving 2 hours work, 2 hours energy for work, any kind of seva, any kind of do, only 2 hours give him, then will be sufficient for temple. No need more. And 22 hours you can dance, sleeping, so eating, working, you can do, any can do, but only 2 hours you can give to energy, then will be sufficient in this way. But we cannot give any 2 hours, so not 2 minutes. If we are giving him 2 hours energy, so everything will be successful, complete. Then you are necessary to begging something. And speech there, then you practice, will be practice. Automatically all verses coming. Automatically all things coming, all knowledge coming. Then never forget, never mistake.
You're saying that you're encouraging everyone to do like Namahat programs, going house to house?
Yes.
But they'll need books, so they should go to the book table and take books in this festival.
Yes.
And make order form, and then they can distribute and have collect donations.
So Mataji is showing these books. So there are, you can give any books, any pamphlet, or any address, no problem. And so anyone can take like commission.
And also posters.
Like commission book. Big means there are some rights. You can sell something more. And there are commission. You can take commission. No problem. Then money, no problem. Everywhere going, no problem. Everything will be successful.
Whoever bought it, right? Pay for it.
Our side is
5 minutes short for sure.
I am missing one Jab Dharma and one Bhagavad Gita and maybe some more small books I didn't count. So please, tell people not to.
Whoever takes any books, please return them.
Or pay for them.
I just wanted to close with a couple of quick things. Regarding books, one doubt is that these people aren't qualified to read these books with all the Sanskrit and high technical things in it.
Mm-hmm.
What to speak of the moonbeam of complete astonishment, Chamatkar Chandrika. So I just want to share with you that this book was going to be printed just in small number, and I asked Gurudev about it, and he said you could even print 10,000.
Wow.
It doesn't matter what the qualification of the reader is. Whoever is supposed to get it will get it. In 1996, there was a controversy. Which books should we distribute? Maybe only very simple ones, which we didn't even have. And Gurudev said, even Venu Geet, somebody will put it on their almirah in their bookcase, and the right person will come. Even if he's a meat eater or a wine drinker, he may have Sukritis from many, many past lives, he'll come and read it. So it doesn't matter what books you get out. As Prabhupada said, these books are time bombs, meaning they're destined to go off at the right time in the right place to the right person. And not only that, they'll go off a time bomb. They're time bombs that go off again and again. So they'll go off with a particular person in a particular way, and 10 years later, they'll go off again in a more deeper way. We're reading the same books we read 40 years ago, but another time bomb went off under Gurudev's association, so we're seeing Prabhupada's books more differently. Mm. One other point, one other doubt, is that I'm a younger person, I'm young in age and I'm young in coming to the mission. How can I preach to people who are older than me in years and older than me in bhakti, or maybe they're just learned people? So to get rid of this doubt, I'll tell one incident. Gurudev called on one new devotee, Damodar Priya, who was doing apprenticeship work at that time to become an advocate. And he called on her to speak about our Prabhupada's mission in front of 400 or 500 people in Australia a few years ago. So she immediately began by saying, "Oh, excuse me, I feel so embarrassed to speak in front of you, all the devotees." And Gurudev said, "No, don't start like that. Start by offering your obeisances to your Gurudev, saying all the prayers to offer your obeisances to your Guru Parampara, and that will give you inspiration." Then she did that, and then she spoke for 5 minutes, and then Gurudev said, "Yes, she can preach, she is advocate, she can preach my mission. I don't want my daughters to be mew, 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 like pussycats. I want them to be like lions jumping over the heads of elephants. I want them to be like me and preach all over the world very strongly." So another thing is, by the grace of Shiva Prabhu, Shivananda Prabhu, we have all these flyers that you can give out to people, as well as these for Gurudev's next festival. So you always have a lot of free things to give to people. Is there any final question? Well, thank you.
In Chicago, like I'm doing something, presenting painting, and I'm not allowed into. So can you tell?
Thank you. That's a good question. As Gurudev said, the books can go anywhere in anybody's house. Even if they throw it in the garbage, somebody else will pick it up from the garbage and read it. Somebody who's destined to. I've met a lot of devotees who found books in garbages and became devotees. Regarding the paintings, I was also very doubtful, because in the beginning Gurudev said about the Seva Kunj, that I don't want it in Loy Bazaar. I don't want it in the marketplace. And when we first established them, they were installed in a Pran Pratishtha ceremony by Srila Gurudev himself several years ago in the 90s by a big festival. And the altar that was made, for those of you who've been to Rupa Sanatan Gaudiya Math, the altar is very small. The window is very small. The altar is big, but the window is very small. The doorway is very small with glass.
And you have to kind of peep your head in and go around
to see the four manjaris along with Radha and Krishna. So I complained to Gurudev and I said, why don't you arrange it so that the doors open way wide so everybody can see it? So Gurudev said, this is not seen by Brahma and Shiva, and you want it to be seen by everybody? You want it to be a common thing? Then it will become a common thing. But now, just recently, some months ago, we asked Gurudev about making posters of the manjaris along with Seva Kunj, and Gurudev said, yes, I want that, and all of these posters, like Manani Radha, Radha alone, such high things from Gita Govinda, I want it in the hearts of everyone in the world, to millions of people. And they'll all get Sukriti, and they'll come to Bhakti.
Wow, powerful.
Thank you, Prashad. And here to the I'll have more tonight in the next time.
If they can make a small contribution to this thing, that will be good.
This donation made
everybody was calling.
I know.
I'm sorry. Something dropped. Who's is that?
I'm going to go preach in Costa Rica. So I'm going to show the news. It's so exciting.
I know.
Of course,
if you do that again, it's